Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 82, the 82nd Psalm, and the whole of the Psalm. Psalm number 82. Let us read now in the book of Psalms, the second psalm, Psalm number 2. Why do the heathen rage, the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they, all they that put their trust in him. And let us now pray together. Heavenly Father, we are reminded by our Lord Jesus Christ that the scripture has come and it cannot be broken. And that in that scripture there are all those prophecies pointing forward to him. Moses was writing about him, and all the prophets pointing forward to him. And we pray that as we read these ancient writings and the prophets of old and sing the Psalms, we would remember that we are singing messianic words, words that are pointing in one direction, and many mysteries are cleared up when we find that Christ is the centerpiece of so many dark and otherwise obscure and perhaps even too profound for us to understand utterances. We think of these mysterious words of Isaiah concerning the suffering servant of the Lord. We read of the mysterious one who is to be coming to bring a settlement upon the earth according to the prophecies of Daniel. We find the teaching of Moses emphasizing another prophet like unto him whom God would raise up, and him shall ye hear. And all along the line we find the same. The Lord has said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Who are these great utterances referring to, if not to Jesus Christ? And so we pray that we would be thankful that we have the clarity and the finality of the New Testament scriptures, which record the explanation of the old. And what was latent in the old is made patent in the new, and what was promised in the old is fulfilled in the new. And so, Heavenly Father, as we gather here again around the living word of the Lord, we are thankful that Jesus Christ spoke so clearly concerning his identity and the identity of his mission and the accomplishment of what he came into the world to do. And we are reminded by the great Apostle Paul that this is a worthy saying, a true saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and we are all the chief of sinners. So we rejoice in Christ Jesus once again, and we rejoice that the church that he builds will never be destroyed, will never be defeated, will never ultimately be deviated away from its called and calling and its purpose to present the light of the gospel, to be witnesses to Christ Jesus, to be worshippers of the living and the true God. May we recognize, Heavenly Father, that our calling is to service, not simply to salvation, but to service, sometimes difficult, sometimes even at the cost of our life. But all along the line, the principle is the same. Let my people go, that they may serve me upon this mountain, as it was said long ago to Pharaoh. So we give thanks, O God Most High, for this evening's opportunity to gather around the scriptures once again, to have the open book before us, to have the privileges of this appointed day and appointed time and place. We remember those who will listen to the service recorded on the telephone as we gather here. We remember those who will log in later on, perhaps in days or perhaps even years to come, and hear these recorded sermons. Long after we are dead and gone, the word of the Lord continues to speak down through the generations, and we are glad, O God, to play a small part in this vast enterprise of Christian expansion and Christian maintenance and defense. So help us to worship now, to confess our sins, to confess our need of grace and mercy, to confess that God, our Father, is a good God, our friend in heaven, that he is lovingly disposed toward us, that he is eager to bless even more than we can ever ask or think. that he never withholds good things from his children. To those who ask him, he gives freely all things richly to enjoy. May we enjoy this evening's worship, O God. May we rejoice. May we be glad to call upon the name of the Lord. This is our prayer. May it be our delight. Heavenly Father, through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read further in the New Testament, in the letter of Paul to the Romans, and in chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power, no authority, but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisted the power resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves condemnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. But for this cause also you pay tribute, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And so on. Well, let us sing now to God's glory in Psalm 84 and verses 1 to 7.